It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where over the past 6.5 years now, and over 400 shows, we have talked about the importance of understanding how truly complex we are as human beings. So we are physical. Everybody knows that. We're emotional. I think everybody knows that. We're intellectual. And I always tell people, I hope that you are learning something right up until your last breath, because maybe you get that aha, this is what life really is all about. And finally, we are spiritual. And I don't mean religious. I really mean being connected to that higher power, whatever your belief system is, and knowing that you're not alone here on earth. We truly are not. We have our guides, our guardian angels, whatever you want to call them. Mine is kind of a combination, I think. Sometimes it's my guardian angel that talks, and sometimes it's a guide who is a little more forceful and kind of says, nope, this is what you're supposed to be doing. And I have friends that I've introduced to this way of thinking that are actually being awakened in the middle of the night now between 3 and 4, which is when I understand the veil is the thinnest, and they can come through and kind of give you maybe some insight into situations. So it's really fun for me to bring different guests on. Mark Anthony is my guest again today, and I got to meet him in person not too very long ago. And so it's fun to have him back on. And we're going to be talking about broken hearts. I do want to remind everybody that all the shows are archived at synergyconnectionradio.com. And there's 33 pages, I think, of shows now. And Mark has been my guest. I think this is maybe number 6. With him on the show with me. So you can go back and listen to some of those amazing shows. Also, there is a link to Boomers Forever Young. And I do tell everybody about this company. They do sponsor the show. Also, there's a new product called Myotrol. So it's M as in Mary, Y as in yellow, O as in Oscar, T as in Tom, R as in Ralph, O as in Oscar, L, Myotrol. And I've been using it for a year. It is amazing for stamina, for strength. It's doing just incredible things for people who are using it that have autoimmune disorders. And there's a lot of you guys out there. One person, all of her symptoms went away from fibromyalgia. Another person that has Parkinson's is able to walk much better. There's not a cure for some of these conditions. So if you can get relief, it's pretty amazing. So you might want to check that out. Read about it. There's videos. There's a lot of testimonies. Just click on the bottle of Myotrol. If you decide to try it or anything else, you do get a 15% discount if you just put my first name in the discount box. So L-U-C-Y. They're letting me do that with all the customers that come through Synergy Connection. Okay, so please check it out. Get healthy. That's part of the show. If you don't have your health, the rest of it is a little difficult to come by. And thanks for coming back, Mark.
Thank you. Health is wealth.
Health is wealth.
And I always appreciate everything you talk about for people in the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual realms of health. And it was really great getting to meet you. Gosh, it was a couple months ago in Tampa. Mm-hmm. And everybody, Lucy's beautiful on camera, but you should see her in person. I mean, you just looked fantastic. Okay. It was really great to meet you. And it's such an honor when I'm traveling around the country and I do get to meet the people that interview me in podcasts. And so it was nice finally getting to meet you in person. So
it was fun. I wish we'd had more time afterwards to really get to know each other, but it'll happen one of these days. I'm going to bring you to Wisconsin.
Get a lunch or dinner.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I don't know that I've actually told people that I'm moving back to Wisconsin where I came from 23 years ago. I'm going back to my roots in a way. And I'm going to bring you there. You know, to the best of my ability, I'm going to hook up with an organization that wants to understand spirituality on a maybe slightly different realm. And you know, one of the really cool things, I know you're aware of this, but medical assistance in dying, it's called MAID. But Wisconsin's is pending, Florida's is pending. But this is where if you have a condition and you're going to be moving into that other realm within 6 months, you and your doctor can make that decision. And I don't want anyone to go through what I watched my husband go through. He was in a nursing home for almost 11 months, and I just refused to be there myself. So if I know I'm not going to make it, I'm not afraid about moving into that spiritual realm because I know it exists.
California has that law.
Yes, they do. And Oregon and Washington.
Yes. And a very dear friend of mine, Wendy Cooper, and I was on her show a number of times, and she was in LA, and Wendy was just, I mean, all that and more. I mean, she was so LA. She was just beautiful, dynamic, media personality. She was one of the people who really started infomercials back in the day.
Okay.
And we got to be friends, and I was on her show, the Wendy Cooper show, many times. And when she had reoccurring bouts with ovarian cancer, and it came back with a vengeance. And I remember about a month before she was going to do the procedure to be out of the suffering, she set up a Zoom conference with her two sons and her husband and her and me and my manager Rocky, because Rocky and she got to be really great friends. And they wanted to talk to me about death and dying and the other side. And it was really beautiful because during the discussion, all of a sudden, her loved ones and spirit started coming through.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they were letting us know that they would be there when she transitioned. And her mother zeroed in on her youngest son. His name is Chance Cooper, and he's a very, very talented artist. So I recommend everyone go ahead and do an internet search for Chance, just like the word Chance and Cooper. His artwork is spectacular, and they kept showing him a bunny rabbit, a stuffed bunny rabbit, okay? And his grandmother said, "I'll be there when your mother transitions." Well, obviously that didn't make any sense at the time, and Wendy told me that afterwards she said that it really helped her family to listen to my perspective on the afterlife. And Rocky and I, we knew the day, we knew the hour that it was going to be happening. And it was just one of those, I was praying a lot and I knew it was going to take her out of pain, but she was still a really sweet friend. And not long after that, her son Chance contacted me, and he said that she had chosen her brother's house in Malibu, which was overlooking the ocean. She wanted to be watching the ocean, and she drank the mixture, but she didn't pass right away. There seemed to be a complication. She was lingering. And when you're standing around waiting for somebody to die, and I've been there, and I know you have, it is grueling, it is exhausting. And Chance, he was at his uncle's house, and he said, I just have to lie down. And so he went into a bedroom, and he laid down on the bed and just passed out. And then not long after, his aunt came to wake him up, and she said she just transitioned. And he looked down, and next to him on the bed was a
Was a
stuffed
bunny.
bunny rabbit. And at that moment, he realized that his grandmother in spirit had given him a glimpse of this future event as a verification that her message, "I will be there when your mom transitions into the light."
Yeah.
And I just wanted to share that story. I wrote about it in Best Holistic Life magazine, because I wanted to honor Wendy. And Chance was very gracious to donate one of his paintings for the artwork. He did this abstract painting of his mother for the article. So that's in Best Holistic Life
That's
magazine.
awesome. What issue was that? What month?
Oh gosh, hold on, and I can find it. I guess I should know that right off the cuff. I write for them every month. And hold on.
Because I know I've got an article with you in April coming out.
Yes. That was the October 2024 issue. Now I remember because Best Holistic Life donated, or not donated, but dedicated that month's issue to cancer, because that's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And even though Wendy didn't technically die of breast cancer, I mean, and there is no good cancer. Cancer's a horrible thing. It took my dad from me. It's taken so many friends from me. I just thought it was the least I could do. So tell us about your article coming up in April.
Well, I'm basically talking about why I do the show. I think the editor, the owner of the magazine and everything, she had interviewed me on a podcast, and then she had asked me to write as to the reason I've actually been doing the show for the last 6 months, which is, in my estimation, it's to help educate people not only about how complex we are as human beings, that we're so much more than we think we are. But also to give them a glimpse into how powerful we really are.
Yes.
We have the ability to do so much more than most people ever could imagine. And I've had several people recently, because I've been trying to kind of give this information to the community that I live in, which is like a 55 plus community. And it's a very nice community. But I'm amazed at the amount of individuals that really just live a life that is so limited in many respects. They grew up, they got married, they had kids, they went to a job for however many years, they retired, and now they're in a 55 plus community. And in the community, they're living in the past. They're not really reaching for all the things that are still ahead that can be fun and exciting and dynamic for them and help them grow as people. So I've been taking a group, different groups, to like a spiritual store and introducing them to crystals and the power of singing bowls. And I had a lady the other day look at me because, they know a lot of the things that I've done. And I've told the story about Jack before and saving his life when he had an hour and a half to live. And she looked at me and she said, "You're kind of scary." And I said, "Really?" I said, "Why am I scary to you?" And she said, "Because I don't understand a lot of what you can do. And I don't know anybody else that's been able to do what you can do." And I said, "But we can all do it. It's just a matter of being on that receiving end." And so that's what the article's about, is just teaching people through guests like you that we are amazing human beings. We were made to be amazing human beings, and yet we've limited ourselves in so many different ways. So the show is about, get beyond the limits, live your best life, have fun, because that's what we're here to do.
That's a great way of looking at it. And a lot of people, it's funny because a lot of the colleagues that I have that speak at organizations like the International Association for Near Death Studies, the Omega Institute, the Edgar Casey Association for Research and Enlightenment, so on and so forth, they're in their 80s. Some of them are pushing 90. And still on the speaking circuit. And I've talked to them and they said, well, what else am I going to do? I said, well,
Right.
I love what I do. And that's what I've seen is because people are always like, well, someday, Mark, are you ever going to retire? And it's like, unless my body gives out, I don't ever see myself retiring because I love what I do. I love facilitating communication with people in our world with their deceased loved ones in spirit. I love being able to lecture and to write about the afterlife and the science that proves it. And I love being able to help people in so many different ways. And
Right.
that's what it's all about. And health has, to me, it's our aura, okay? Our auric field has four levels: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. PEMS, that's how to remember it, PEMS. And people say, well, or I don't believe in auras. Well, look at the lamp behind me, okay? It's got a glow around it. Well, that glow is an aura. A light bulb has an aura. All an aura is anything with an energy field, which we have, and we know because we can measure it. Our brain, our heart, our nervous system works on electrical impulses and flashes of light. We emanate light. And everybody can see auras. Like you'll see an outline around people, and when you work with it, like my mother, she was also a medium, and she taught me how to see auras when I was really young. Like people that are real nervous, their aura is kind of diffuse and all that. If they're real focused, it's real tight. And when I was practicing law, I would always scan auras of people, and I could tell like if somebody was nervous. Usually the lawyers, they're all real tight because we're all focused and all that. But you also see colors in the aura, and that can indicate somebody's emotional state. You may be able to pick up on health issues with them. Think of some of our expressions. Green with envy. When people are very envious, their aura tends to emanate green light. Fear is yellow. Oh, he's a yellow-bellied coward. Well, where do you think he's got a yellow streak? Where did that come from? Passion and anger tend to emanate red. So it's very interesting that so many of our expressions about, colors and associated with people. Think about in religion, saints having a halo around them. Well, what do you think a halo is? It's
Right.
aura. And
Right.
it's not just Catholic or Greek Orthodox artwork. If you look at Hindu and Buddhist art and ancient Egyptian art, you'll see a lot of people with halos around them. So people have been seeing auras for thousands of years, and now we're able to measure, the electrical flow in our body. So it begins to help us understand that this is real. Just like spirit communication and an afterlife, energy is neither created nor destroyed, only transferred from one form to another.
Right, and I think they've measured actual weight as well when a person does transition, that if you are hooked up electronically, they can see that measurement change. But I guess they've been able to sort of, I don't know how they do it, but weigh, the difference of when the soul is in the body and when it leaves the body. So, but our topic today is this broken heart syndrome that
Yes.
people have. And we have said from I don't know how many years, that person died of a broken heart, for instance. So what do you mean when you look at healing from a broken heart? How do you recommend that people move on from, a tragic loss of a child or a spouse or, somebody that you're very, very close to?
We've heard for centuries about he or she died of a broken heart. And it's true. You can die from a broken heart. So let's, if we may, let's talk about what broken heart syndrome is. This is an actual medical condition, and it is referred to as stress-induced cardiomyopathy, or tachycardiomyopathy. So broken heart syndrome is a real thing. A couple years ago, Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, okay, we all knew Princess Leia, and her mother was Debbie Reynolds, and those two were so close. Well, Carrie Fisher died, and then the next day, her mother, Debbie Reynolds, died of heart failure,
Right.
died of Tecosubo cardiomyopathy. Football player Doug Flutie, his parents, the same thing. His mother died, and then I think his father died, and then his mother died within a day or two of each other. This is not an unusual thing.
No.
You'll see this a lot, generally with couples that have been together for a long time, or in the case of Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds, a parent and a child. What happens is when somebody is in a extreme state of grief, in the shock of death, the grief hormones cause the left ventricle in your heart to expand and bloat. And it makes it very difficult then for your heart to operate. The rest of the heart's operating. So while technically it's not a heart attack, it imitates a heart attack. And the reason that it's also called Tecosubo cardiomyopathy, a Tecosubo is a Japanese octopus trap.
Huh.
And when you look at ultrasounds of the left ventricle, which is undergoing broken heart syndrome, it swells up and it begins to look like a Japanese octopus trap. Which is a Teiko is octopus and Subo is the trap. So Teiko Subo octopus trap cardiomyopathy. So because it looks like that. And
Do they know what causes that to expand yet?
they're not real, they meaning medical professionals are not really sure why this happens. They do know that the stress induced hormones will cause this to expand. And so, what happens, and this is what everybody you need to look for either in yourself or somebody right after the death of a loved one, if that person starts having chest pain and shortness of breath, okay, that's just like in a heart attack.
It is.
They'll find the same symptoms. They could have. Hold on. I'm going to find forgive me for, it's basically the pressure and pain in the chest and shortness of breath, numbness, tingling, all the symptoms that you get with a heart attack. And earlier when I said technically it's not a heart attack, but it has the same effect on your body. Now, the good thing about this is it's treatable. So let's say your father, your father dies and he's been with your mother for 50 years, and then your mother starts having these chest pains. Get her into the ER pronto. They can run an ultrasound, and then they start treatment, medical, they'll start treatment with beta blockers, diuretics to get the fluid out of there. So there are treatments, and the Tecosubo cardiomyopathy generally occurs within 2 weeks of the death.
You know what I'm thinking, and this is this. I told you a lot of times I just get messages, and the word that came in was the heart is crying.
That's a real, Lucy, I think you knocked the ball right out of the park with that one. The heart is crying. And it's the, because your heart, when you're scared, it flutters. It's a very reactive organ. And it's not always just the death of a loved one. It could be a serious illness or injury. It could be a result of you're the victim of domestic violence. People that have asthma can be very prone to these. Really bad news. Being in a car accident, losing your job. Women are 95% of the cardio Tecosubo cardiomyopathy patients. So
Because more in touch with their emotions.
exactly. And but guys, that doesn't mean just ignore it, okay? Because you're at 5%, you don't want to be that 5%. And it tends to be women who are older as well. And they believe it has to do with estrogen levels. Once again, another hormone. So there's a lot of hormonal issues going on there. And we do know that tears of grief, and this is an article that I've actually just wrote for the June issue of Best Holistic Life. It's entitled Real Men Are Not Afraid to Cry. And scientific studies at University of Southern California, the Ramsey Center in Minneapolis, and at the University of Pittsburgh, in addition to an institute in Holland, have studied that tears of grief contain the neurotransmitters, the stress hormones that cause depression and grief. And so crying is actually healthy because it gets those chemicals out of your body. And what you're saying is, in your theory, which I believe is a very good one, when the heart is crying, the left ventricle is swelling with fluid, so it throws the heart all out of balance, and that's why people die. So even though it's not a heart attack, it's a heart attack.
It's a heart attack. One of the things when I was in graduate school, I don't even remember where this study came from, but I want to say it was like the Salk Institute or something like that. But they took teardrops from people who were really upset for one reason or another. And they looked at the tears that you would get from peeling an onion, you know, something like that, that would be more
Reflex tears.
saline. And they compared the two, and they could see that the ones that came from anger, grief were toxic. And when they injected those into, unfortunately, mice, the mice would die. So just injecting the tears that were coming from negative emotions could kill. So they've known for, you know, at least the last probably 35 years, you know, a lot of the research was showing that tears were the natural way to get toxins out of the body.
Exactly. And the chopping an onion or sneezing from hay fever or whatever, those are called reflex tears because your body is, it's a reflex. They're 98% water. Whereas grief tears are loaded with these hormones. And so that's one of the things that I try to teach men because as a male medium, a lot of men come to me because they feel more comfortable. Guys, we're really weird, okay? We have been socialized for millennia to suppress our feelings, whereas women are able to publicly express grief or their emotions, and that's okay. Whereas guys, the only publicly acceptable emotion for us to express is anger. Wow, that's really benefited human history.
Not so much.
Not so much. So what I teach men, in my father was a Navy SEAL, and he was the toughest, bravest, you know, kickest assest guy I've ever known. And he taught me a real man is never afraid to cry for someone he loves who died. And the day he died, I certainly got that memo. And that was one of the most, that was the worst day that, well, the worst day of my life was my mother dying, and the other worst day of my life was my father dying. And I thought a lot about what he said. And that's why I work with men's groups. I work with Helping Parents Heal. It's an organization dedicated to parents who've lost children. And I work in particular with the Helping Fathers Heal part of that. To let guys know you got to cry. And now you don't have to do it publicly. You can drive somewhere or go to your man cave. You know, this is my man cave, is my office, my studio. But I prefer nature. I like to be out in nature by myself. You can park somewhere. Don't do this when you're driving. Just let the tears flow. You don't have to be public about it. What's really interesting, Lucy, is Harvard released a study recently that women cry 3.5 times per month and men cry 1.9 times per month. So the thing is, we cry a lot more than is publicly known. And crying doesn't have to be for minutes after minutes in the tears. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. But sometimes when I cry, it's only a few seconds. It's like a spurt. And I feel better. Now, why do we feel better? Because not only does crying release the tears of grief, release the hormones that cause grief, crying triggers your body to release endorphins, which are the human body's natural pain reliever, and crying activates the PNS, the parasympathetic nervous system, which helps us relax. So that's why after a good cry, you feel relieved and somewhat exhausted. I think of your body as a can of soda, and you shake it up, and that's all the anger and the pain and the grief. Well, every now and then you got to pop that top and let it out. And so, getting back to the broken heart syndrome, you're internalizing all of this, and people don't intend to have the cardio tachosubocardiomyopathy. It starts happening. So for everybody here, be it yourself or a family member or friend, right after a major traumatic event, particularly the death of a loved one, you keep an eye out on yourself and everybody close. And if someone starts saying they have shortness of breath, get them into the ER. Okay. Look, if this advice, if you're wrong, well, then you went to the doctor. But if you're right, it can save somebody's life. Here's the other interesting thing about tachosubocardiomyopathy, Lucy. It'll only happen once to somebody. Once it happens to you, it does not appear to happen again. Now, why?
That's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Maybe it's because the heart, that you listen to the heart. The heart is also the chakra, the heart chakra
Oh, yeah.
is also green, by the way. Which wouldn't be so much green with envy as much as green. I think that's why a lot of people are drawn to nature because nature's green
Right.
and a peace place. It's a place, to restore. And maybe with this syndrome, because you've listened to it, because you've restored it, it's either going to take you out or, it's getting your attention to say, I need to be permitted to grieve. And a lot of times people are not permitted in their culture. You have to be strong. You have to so some cultures, but also some individuals are taught that you keep your emotions in check and you don't do any emotional displays. So maybe it has more to do with we've honored the heart and we've allowed it to be seen and maybe understood. And therefore, it doesn't need to constantly be rattling your cage saying, hey, pay attention to me. I don't know. But that is interesting.
It really is. It really is. And, we're bringing this up because it's on the eve of Valentine's Day,
Yes.
and people need to know about these things. Love is a very complicated thing. Everyone's like, love, love, love. And yes, all you need is love. I mean, the Beatles are right. Yes, all you need is love. I mean, obviously you need, a place to live, roof over your head, and security. But a life without love isn't much of a life at all. And
Right.
what we have to realize is that we grieve as deeply for someone as we loved that person.
That's true.
And so your grief is a testament to the immense love. Now, the thing about crying is it's the healthful thing to do, but if you find that you're crying, crying, crying every day and you can't get out of the grief, that's when you do need to consult with a therapist or a doctor, because you may need some other therapies or treatments.
Right.
But crying is a normal and a natural thing. And for the guys that are listening, guys, it's okay to cry. We have hearts, we have feelings, and we have tear ducts for a reason.
Right.
All right. And you don't have to be public about it, because but it's still an important thing to do. There's nothing wrong with shedding tears for somebody you love who died. And there's nothing wrong with telling somebody you love that you love them. And that's
Right.
another thing a lot of guys have a hard time doing. I mean, I had a friend that, he was in a relationship, and I said, "Well, aren't you telling your spouse that, He goes, "Well, she should know."
don't know about that.
You know, What makes somebody happier than to know that the person they care about says to you, "I love you"? It, first off, feeling loved, feeling wanted, it also makes you feel safe. There's a safe feeling. There's it removes fear. What's worse than living in fear and in that insecurity? Now I'm talking about somebody you're actually involved in a relationship. I'm not like you see some movie star, "I love that person," you know, and you start stalking them. That's a that's a whole we can do another show on that one. But the thing is, people need to hear that they're loved. People need to hear that they're somebody cares. Mother Teresa, who's now Saint Teresa of Calcutta, she said once that nothing is worse than meaning absolutely nothing to anyone. And that was one of the many motivations why she ministered to the poorest of the poor in Calcutta, people who were on the street that nobody, I mean, how many times do we walk by people that are homeless and we just tune them out and ignore them? Now, you got to be careful too, because some of these people are mentally ill, and I'm not saying go up and invite them into your house and all that. But you know, you can donate to organizations. There's plenty of outreach organizations in cities, at churches, and communities that do minister to the poor. Okay, so if you're going to do your work, do it there, because you got to be very, very careful as well. You know, I'm not just a psychic medium. I used to be a prosecutor and a criminal defense attorney. I know how dangerous the world is. I know it is. It's funny, Lucy. I was at a conference one time, and this discussion of ISIS, that horrible organization that was butchering people. And I said, "You know, we got to do something about this." And someone said to me, "We need to raise our vibration and send positive thoughts." Look, I'm all about peace and love and understanding, and it would be really nice if everybody in the world would join hands and sing Kumbaya. But sending happy thoughts to people who behead hundreds of people at one time isn't going to work.
No,
Okay.
and that is their happy thought.
And in the world, the world is a very dangerous place because we allow it to be.
Well, Mark, our time today is all over. But I think we need to come back and probably maybe delve a little bit further into understanding the importance of our heart and how, it can be there for the good of humanity as well as losses, because they do happen. And when a parent dies, I'm working with a family right now, but when a parent dies, the children all fear abandonment by the other parent.
Yeah, we should definitely, we'll definitely talk about that.
Because it's a big issue, and the other parent feels like they have to be incredibly strong, for their children, so they can't even do their own grief work
I think
because of
that would, it would be a really good show to talk about the dynamics of grief. And so
that.
if people want to find out how to get a reading with me and my upcoming tour events, because I'm going to be all over the country. I'm going to be in Houston next week, and tickets are going fast there. And also, you can be on Great Day Houston, where there's free tickets, and I'll be doing readings for audience members. Please visit my website, which is afterlifefrequency.com, just like my latest book, the afterlifefrequency.com. And Lucy,
Awesome book.
yeah, I want to thank you for having me on the Synergy Connection. I always love working with you. We could talk all day.
I am absolutely sure that we will someday. We'll be able to talk for at least more than a few minutes. All right, everybody, please go out there and make this your best life. It's the life that you're in right now. There might not be another life, and there might be many other lives, but this is the one that you're learning from at the moment. So make it your best one and come back and visit with us next week on the Synergy Connection Show. Thanks so much. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.